Hi, my name is Vivian Tran and I am 16 years old. Today is June 1st, 2019 and I'm talking with Chow Nguyen, who is my mom. We are recording this interview in San Diego, California. The first question is, can you tell me about the story how you met Ba or Dad? Do you remember when you realized you wanted to be together for good?
I met your daddy back in 2001 over the internet. It's called the VidFun website, which we click on each other and we talk. And I flew here to meet him here. And then we split it up. And then about 7 months later, we married. That's it.
Okay. Next question. How has being a parent changed you? What were you most surprised by?
Well, being a parent is, well, a lot of challenging. We basically didn't know anything much, but, you know, we learned how to change, you know, when you were young, did all the diaper change, feed you. But you are very difficult when you were young, like a lot of time you, keep throwing up, even eating, or if you're sick, you keep throwing up. So this was very, frustrated. But it's rewarding, you know, love watching you growing up every day. From a baby become a toddler and a toddler to go to school and now you a teenager. So it's a lot of rewarding but a lot of challenging. Basically you go to stage, which basically, you know, from baby to now, so I have to adapt. Frustrated more because, you know, I guess I expected more from you to be better at school or, you know, better grade. But now I learned to accept that. Which is basically, you know, you do the best you can and, you know, getting a good grade is, you know, and you're trying your best. That's the thing. So, but become a parent is very rewarding, but I said, like, I'm worried a lot for you guys' future. A lot of worry and try to make your life better than the way I was raised. When I was younger, I have more difficulty time than you. We were much poorer, but now I'm trying to make you more comfortable, make you get more comfortable, have a thing that you need and thing that you want. That's it.
Okay.
My God, Mom, how much you want more?
What are your dreams for me?
Well, my dream for you is to able to, you know, finish your high school, go on and, you know, go to school to get your bachelor degree, and then maybe, you know, after that, get a job, have your own family, have your own children, have a happy life. That's all I need. That's all I want.
Can you tell me where you came from and what the experience of coming to the U.S. was like for you?
I came from Vietnam. I was raised there up until I was 16. It was, we were very poor back then. We don't have a lot of stuff. We survive, we live in a communist country. Really poor. We don't have a lot of things that we need. But we survive, we adapt, we learn how to get things, get by. When it came to the U.S., I initially have a lot of difficulty with the language, but I'm glad I did able to finish my high school here. But yeah, when you first came to the U.S., it's not expected. I thought, you know, everything would be there for you, but you know, you have to work for it. So you have to work for it, and then you worked your way up until now. The challenging experience, U.S. is, came to U.S. is a open eye, provide a lot of opportunity. The way that you, I feel like you live in the United States, as long as you work hard, you can able to survive and make a living and provide for yourself and provide for your family. Back then, back home in Vietnam, if I was still there at this time, I probably don't have, or maybe I was basically still live day by day and survive day by day. But U.S., we have more opportunity. I was able to finish high school. I finished my bachelor degree. I became a nurse, and I got a good job now. I got a good family now. I'm happy. That's it.
Really? You guys never do this one no more, huh?
We rarely use it. Last one?
Nope, there's more.
How many more?
Hi, guy. But then we won't, because like, we only have 6 minutes. It has to be 15 minutes. Okay, here's the next question. Where were the difficult moments when you came to the U.S.?
Difficult moment? I guess when I first came, I mean, my dad came here first and he petitioned.
They won't do anything no more. What happened?
He petitioned us to here. I mean, we live in a one-bedroom apartment for 5 people. I just came from Vietnam, so it wasn't that bad, but, you know, we don't have a lot of money. I guess, you know, my dad worked hard. I was able to get a part-time job when I go to school. It was a hard time when I was experienced here, probably. Yes. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, I went to school. I mean, I went to nursing school. It was hard for me as a second language, because there's a lot of things that I can't understand. I have to translate from the English to Vietnamese to able to understand it, and then so I did okay, but I was like not as good as I wanted. So it was I seem like it the most challenges for me when I was in nursing school. After that, I got it. You know, after nursing school, everything seemed okay. I was able to get a job. I able to go to work and go from there. But I think, you know, U.S. Came here is a lot, providing me a good opportunity, you know, because I know that if I stay in Vietnam, I couldn't become whatever I am right now. So, you know, I guess the most challenging is when the language, when you have to finish school, and I you know, I wanted to be better, but I couldn't. I want to go further in my school too, but I couldn't because you know that my limit, I cannot write more. I can, you know, my vocabulary is basically too kind of limited to, I don't know. I'm not good at writing, so that's it.
What was the hardest thing to adjust to in this country?
To adjust? Nothing really hard. I mean, I didn't find anything that hard to adjust. The language is probably the most difficult for me. But you know, the style, nothing. The food, I mean, nothing. I can eat everything. The custom is fine. We'll have freedom of speech. You have a lot of things. You have an opportunity. To adjust. I think, you know, as long as you have an open mind, you can adjust to a lot of stuff, and you don't have to be, you know, just don't set too much expectation for yourself. You know what I'm saying, Vivian? So don't get, you know, your expectation too high. You make sure that you know where your comfort level is, so you can able to step on and say, okay, this is where I am, and I'm comfortable with this state right here, and be done with that. Just don't say, okay, I have to be here, I have to be this, I have to be that. But then, you know, if you cannot succeed it, then you might feel that, you know, you are a failure. But I would say nothing really much, nothing hard. I mean, you just have to go somewhere, do something with your open eye, and try to, like, if you work with you have a new job or something, you have to basically try to open to new people, open to the new thing you have to learn. So as long as you have to open mind that, you're okay. So when I came here, I mean, it was hard because, you know, you have to learn a new language, you have to learn a new system. But it wasn't hard because, you know, America have many things for you to learn and many opportunities. So I didn't find anything hard though. I mean, now we're comfortable to the U.S. If I think about go back to Vietnam, then it's hard to adjust, yes. Because you get, you know, a better environment, a cleaner environment. If you go to, you know, another country like Vietnam, you're going to be basically hard to adjust. But from Vietnam to here, nothing really much challenge. I mean, it's cleaner. You probably, when I was back then, maybe we're just poor, we don't have a lot of money, we don't have a lot, you know, nice home, but we have an apartment to live in. We wasn't homeless, so we survived. It just, you know, and take a few years for us to, you know, able to get back to where we are, and, you know, but right now, yeah, we have a comfortable life right now. We thank God for every day that we're okay. I'm good. I don't, you know, nothing much to adjust from Vietnam to here. I mean, I didn't have, like, maybe your dad, he probably have to, you know, go from Vietnam to Hong Kong and from Hong Kong to here. Basically, he have more difficulty because he have to live in the shelter. But I didn't have to do that because your grandpa petitioned me here from Vietnam to here. So, I mean, it wasn't much to adjust much. I mean, yeah, I mean, big, you know, from here to there, but I just have to adjust the language and new lifestyle, but that's it. Make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know. What else?
But we have 13 minutes. We need 2 more minutes.
Unless I have to make up a question. If you went back to the past, what would you change?
If I went back to the past, what would I change? I don't know. I will probably try to go maybe further to school, then get married. But, you know, I got married when I was 20, and I have you when I was 26. So, not really. I mean, I'm happy if I have to do it over again, I still choose to meet your daddy and, you know, marry him. School, yeah, it's important. But I finished my school. I got my bachelor. I work. I got a good job. So, for that, I'm glad I did able to, you know, focus, and I wasn't in. Nothing, you know what? Yeah, I probably don't change any. Oh, if I able to go back in time, I probably, you know, able to save a lot of money and do a lot of investment. That's what I want. Buy a lot of house. That's all. I want to, you know, buy many house if we have money. But right now, too late. It's okay. We're comfortable. I'm happy with life, with you guys, with my family. Yeah, nothing really wanna to. If I go back, it's probably do the same thing. Yeah, nothing much change. I wouldn't change a lot.
Yeah. Kamung me. Okay, thank you for the interview.
Yeah, you learned a lot. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I did.